Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
So Mark 12, I've said, has these traps, and here we have this trap that the Sadducees, who were kind of the wealthy, educated class, probably more progressive in their thinking, who came to him and said, or they would say, there is no resurrection. So they asked him a question. So what they're trying to do here is they're saying, we don't really believe there's a resurrection, that there's a future, that God literally will raise people from the dead. So they pose this absurd scenario as a way to try to get Jesus to trip up. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no children, the man must take a widow and raise up his offspring for his brother. So there were 7 brothers. The first took a wife and he died and left no offspring. The second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the 7 left no offspring, up to 7. Last of all, the woman who died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the 7 had her as a wife. So now they pose this scenario of saying, suppose somebody had these 7 wives. So who's with whom in the resurrection? And Jesus said to them, is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you neither know the scriptures nor the power of God. When they rise from the dead, they will neither marry nor are they given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the living, and you are quite wrong. So the trap here is saying the resurrection isn't really going to be this great thing, is it? Because it doesn't even make sense in our way of thinking. And so they're more or less asserting that Jesus can't possibly fulfill his resurrection promise, so to speak. Here's how the ESV Study Bible states it. It says, the overstated and theoretical question of the 7 successive Levirate marriages assumes a tension between the Mosaic law and the belief in the resurrection, and the party of the Sadducees reject this idea of the resurrection. How can a woman be married to 7 men in heaven? And in asking their question, the Sadducees are wrong on 2 counts. It says they neither know the scriptures nor the power of God. And the way that this reads out again, ESV Study Bible, is citing the OT scriptures, Jesus explains the full power of God when it comes to being raised from the dead. Exodus 3:6 cannot mean that God himself, known to Moses as the God of the dead, rather the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the faithful covenant-keeping God, he is the God of the living. Abraham, therefore, continues to exist and is enjoying the blessing of God's covenant and hence will also be raised from the dead. All of this just to say that what Jesus is doing here, I think, is saying you can try to sidestep faith, either kind of like the tenets, because you say, I want this for myself and I'm just going to ignore Jesus. You can try to sidestep obligation culturally by spiritualizing it, like the paying of taxes question. And then, which is what the Pharisees did, or the Sadducees approach, which is, I can try to get out of this on technicalities. I can try to avoid the implications of the gospel and the resurrection and just say I can live any which way because there's some things that are open-ended. And here's the thing, scripture, when you study it, does raise some questions that are pretty hard to answer. But if you go down the technical trap of always trying to say, well, this can't work because of this or that, you actually miss the heart of God. And that's the idea of, you don't know the scriptures, you don't know the power of God, because knowing the scriptures is not about being able to argue all the fine details. And I do think there are questions to most of the fine detail questions, by the way. There's some great resources about this. The hard sayings of the Bible, the book of Bible background, those kinds of books. But it's about saying the scripture points to Jesus and the power of God. And when you get caught up in these technical questions, it's like there's a trap that either you're laying for God or is being laid for you that keeps you from embracing who God is and what God has for you. So today, are there places that technically you're bothered by the way of Scripture? And if so, what would faith look like for you?
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.